Sometimes when we're doing an interview, we get fed a little piece of information that is just not out there. It's just something that is completely foreign to basically any of the press out there. One such case happened very recently here in, I think it was July, with Jeff Tate. Now, for those of you who don't know, Jeff Tate is the lead singer of the longtime great band Queensryche. And now he's out doing a solo project, which most people thought was just kind of something to do on the side while they get the next Queensryche record put together. Well, as we talked about it with Jeff, we found out a little piece of information, and like the vultures that we are, myself and Matt Wardlaw jumped all over this little piece of information. Check out Jeff Tate saying that the only time he talks to the members of Queensryche is through a business manager or a lawyer.
Is the band behind you kind of wanting to step out and stretch your legs a little bit?
I don't really know. We don't really talk about stuff like that.
Wow. That caught me off guard. I'm surprised that there's no discussion at all within the band of, hey, I'm going to take a year and, you know, do my own thing, or...
No, we pretty much talk through business managers and lawyers now.
Really? Is that because of tension within the band, or is it just the way it's developed, or?
Oh, you know, every band has its own way of functioning, and you know, there's no right way or wrong way. There just is. So that just is for us.
What keeps Jeff Tate in Queensryche when it hits the point where, you know, you're doing a lot of communications through business managers and stuff like that? What makes it worthwhile for you to even still be a part of the band?
God, good point. Well, you know, I've spent, you know, 20 years of my life, you know, working within that band and working with those people. And even though it's a, you know, a very dysfunctional group of guys, you know, with a lot of hostility towards each other, it still works to some extent, you know. And, I, you know, honestly, I just cannot, you know, wrap it up right now, you know. I just, I can't face, you know, the spending all those years doing it, you know, and then walking away from it. You know, if I can get one more record or maybe two or three more records out of it, you know, I'm going to try.